Hello, my friend. It's wonderful to join with you again, and now in the probably the depth of the beauty of spring, the moment when it deepens in so many ways, and it bursts into new flames of color and flowers, and at least in the Northeast. If you're receiving and taking time with us and you're in the Southeast or Southwest, you're well into another season. It may be summer where you are, but we're still in spring and the felt sense of the Easter season. The brightness, the alertness that Jesus is offering us. As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. And this remaining is that abiding, that living. So here we are in a life that at times might seem dull. It may seem fruitless. And Jesus is talking precisely to that reality, that felt sense anyway, of an alternate to the reality that he calls us into, a fruitless life, a life that is dull and not full of excitement. Now, I don't know if religion seems exciting to you. It isn't always for me, but faith is. Faith is both challenging and wonderfully promising. And this is where Jesus is with us. So I'll just do a little bit more of this John 15:9-17 as a reading, as the text, the textile, the fibers, the weaving of this reflection time. He says, I have told you everything I've heard from my Father. So we're in this intimacy now. It was not you who chose me, but I chose you. So now there's this bold reaching out on the part of Jesus to his disciples. And this isn't only the apostles. These are the women and men who are following him, gathering him. In fact, one scholar says that in these chapters, there's no distinguishing out of the apostles from the disciples. And I find that very interesting because this passage continues to say, it was not you who chose me, but I chose you and appointed you. So there's a choosing here and now an election in the richest sense of that. Friendship and love are immediately contextualized, one scholar says, with a language of election, with being called and chosen, with being the women and men now who are being commissioning. I didn't say that word really well. Co-missioned, commissioning. Appointed, he says, Jesus does to us, to go and bear fruit, fruit that will remain. So the word remain arises here again. First, it is the love that remains with us of the Father and the Son, brought into that intimacy right now, my friend. Right now. So as I reflect with you a little bit and maybe stream too quickly into ideas and images, it's good that we pause right now. I was thinking earlier today how life can be like a game of, I don't know if you ever played it years ago or recently, musical chairs. And there's this quick movement around a circle with some song. And then with the end of the music, a chair has been pulled out and you stand there. You have to jump on a chair and someone loses out. Or another childhood game where we were out in the yard, maybe this time of year where things were just getting so beautiful and the grass is soft, and so it's not too risky to be spun by somebody, and people are spun around, and then you're supposed to stop in the shape in which you land. And I forget then if we were awarded or what happens next, but I remember there was this sense that if you did it right, you were, you won. And this is the winning of the word from Jesus. We're in the winning circle. But we need to pause. Let the music stop us. Be thrown somewhere by this election of God and feel the shape in which we land. That we're gifted, we're blessed. And now we're being commissioned. We're being invited into, but actually more than that, sent forth by Jesus. And it begins with intimacy. And I think that's where there is a felt difference between some of our religion or places where we've been practicing or been taught religion or felt it imposing itself on us, versus this invitation that's very bold, very engaging. Not first demanding, but choosing, electing, inviting us into intimacy, promising us an abiding relationship that will remain, and that then the fruitfulness of our lives will remain. What an incredible promise. What a bright moment in the springtime. Maybe you're still cleaning up from last season. We raked leaves. Boy, did we the other day, and there are probably 3 years of leaves on one of our flower beds. So there's part of our life, and as we dig into it, it's not just last season. It's a couple years ago that we're cleaning up from. But to not give up, to find help, to reach out to others who will help us in this wonderful task, to know that we're commissioned together, we're disciples, students with one another, in communion with Jesus. As he tells us in the same passage, not slaves, not servants, but friends. Because we're brought into the intimacy of God's own life, his relationship with the Father. Now, I'm in a basement of a home, the ground floor looking out on a sunny lawn, and I could almost tumble out of there and rest in a form. And I think that's where we are, to be formed and rest a moment on this day. I can, and maybe you can hear the gurgling of pipes and people moving around upstairs. It was quiet earlier when I was reading these scriptures and getting ready to take some time with you. And now when we're in that time, and yet others have other things to do, we're getting ready for Mass here. Another one of our mountain experiences on the road. Kate and Dave Clemens' home. Ian and wonderful family here, just enjoying the beauty of this place. Dylan's an eighth grader who towers over me already. A growth is happening in this family, in this neighborhood, in our lives, and it is to be fruitful, to bear fruit for others. I feel it happening as this house comes alive, as this lawn before me has grown in the 2 days I've been sitting here in meditation. I sense it in you. I've been able to speak to some of you recently who listen in here. And it is a striking moment right now to remember that as we take this moment and rest, let the music stop, sit in our chair, we hear more deeply in the peace of our hearts the invitation to love and friendship that will be the fruitfulness of our lives for others. Take the time now or when you can to let this all sort of settle in like a seed does to the earth and the softness of the spring. And then with the spring rains and the warmth of the day, rise up to fruitfulness as you and I do now. But it is that pause, that moment, that stoppage of activity, that receptivity of the vibrant Word of God, the Jesus, the Christ talking to us now. You are my friends. Remain in my love. Blessings on your day, and may it be a time of pleasant rest, delight in life, and readiness for a new fruitful time. Peace and all good to you.